What's up, guys? How are you?
Great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
I'm looking at the trailer for this movie. How old are you now?
40.
What's the recovery time like now? The older you get, you keep doing these movies. What's your recovery time like?
Well, you know what's hard for me is, you know, just not getting enough sleep, because while we were shooting this movie, we were also promoting Fighter in the middle of the award season. It was actually around this time last year that I started shooting the movie. So it was tiring. And you know what? You know what really bothers me? I mean, I'm old. We did a lot of stunts in this movie, but when I was putting all the Christmas gifts together this year for my kids, and my wife had me building this construction toy for my son, and I had to lay in a squat position for like 2 hours. my knee literally still hurts me. I can't walk.
Oh my God. Now, seeing this the trailer for the movie, like, I can't wait to see this movie. It looks friggin' badass. When you get a script for a movie like Contraband, do you get just as excited just reading what's on the paper as we do as an audience looking at the movie trailer?
Of course, because the only kind of movies that I'm interested in making are the kind of movies that I think people want to see me in, and the kind of movies that I would actually want to go and see if I was in the audience or as an audience member. So, yeah, when you get a part that's really cool and it's kick-ass, but it's also as smart as it is tough, I mean, what's so great about this movie, it's really fresh. The twists and the turns are really unexpected. When people see the movie, they, you know, you think you're going to know what's going to happen, but, you know, this movie is very different and very exciting. So,
how have you managed to single-handedly exec produce some of probably like 4 or 5 of my favorite shows in the past 5-10 years? How does that, how do you get involved in these things?
You've got to latch on to the right people and the most talented people. You know, working with HBO has really allowed us to connect with and work with some of the most talented people. You know, with Entourage, which is our first show out of the gate, and then we discovered In Treatment, and then, you know, Boardwalk Empire. I mean, we had the book, and we were lucky enough to set it up with HBO and Terry Winter, who is the best writer in not only television, but in the movies and in the literary world. And then getting Scorsese to step up and, you know, do his first television series with us, we were really lucky.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Mark Wahlberg. He was out at the Golden Globes last night. His new movie, Contraband, is out right now.
Number one movie over the weekend, too. So, shows that you've executive produced, In Treatment, which was huge, Entourage, of course, Boardwalk Empire, our favorite show, How to Make It in America, which they just canceled.
And what happened with How to Make It in America? Because that TV show right there, again, another favorite for both Roz and I and so many people in Canada. What happened with that show?
You know, HBO is our real, you know, collaborator and partner. We're talking about setting it up with another network. It's just, you know, we have also other series in the pipelines, and it's one of those things where, you know, they got so much content and, you know, they got to figure out what makes most sense. And if we have a couple of other shows that are geared towards younger guys, and, you know, but we're in the process of possibly selling it to another network.
Please do, because that show's got to continue. And if there's anything that you need to do with that show, if you want to extend maybe its popularity, especially with its fans, is 2 things. A, sell crisp jeans. B, sell Rasta Monster energy drinks, because I would totally buy both.
Well, we're in the process of actually launching both brands in real life.
Oh, snap!
Before we let you go, one of the stories today was, are you going back to get your GED, or do you have your GED? You looking to graduate high school? What's that story? Explain that.
I haven't yet, but I'm looking for a tutor. You know, of course, you know, being a father of four, you know, the last thing I want to do is tell my kids that, you know, they have to finish school and go on and get the best education possible, you know, going to college, and daddy hasn't even gotten his GED, so I will get it sooner rather than later.
Contraband, who is this movie for?
This movie is for young, old men, women, and everybody in between. You know, it's such an exciting, smart action thriller. You know, guys obviously are really intrigued by the spots and the TV spots and the trailers that they see, but I think the women will enjoy it just as much. Just like Fighter, you know, you have strong female characters, and you have, you know, a guy fighting to protect and provide for his family, and I think anybody can relate to and identify with it.
Mark Wahlberg, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to hang out on the Roz and Mocha Show. The movie is called Contraband, in theaters right now. Dude, all the best to you, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.